This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And now you get to meet the future First Citizen for 2026 at Roseburg High School, Emma Rethwell. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is such a cool opportunity.
So Thursday night, you were chosen at Roseburg High School, their special night. You had five of you competing, right?
Yes, five finalists.
What has it been like to go through this process from when you were initially named a finalist?
Well, at the very beginning, of course, I wanted the some kind of money. I wanted to at least be in the five finalists, so I was nervous. And I was like, oh no, I have to do all of this perfectly. And as it kind of passed and I met people through the interviews that you had to do for this scholarship, they were all so nice and welcoming. And it just kind of calmed me down. I was like, this isn't really that big of a deal. Like, the money is money, sure, but like these relationships, like I'm making along the way, are what's important.
But I will tell you, you know, your family probably will appreciate the money part as well.
Oh yes, very much so.
So, did you know the other four folks very well?
Yes, I did. These are all people that I've known throughout high school and I've looked up to, and they're all just such awesome people. And I was so proud to be on the five finalists with them.
So what's your time been like at Roseburg High School? What's your focus been?
My focus has been growing both myself and also just learning how I can impact others. When I first started high school, I was a very quiet person. I really hated stepping out of my comfort zone and speaking in front of people. And now, well, I'm on the radio and that says something. And yeah, I'm just so ready to take what I've learned here and move it forward.
That's amazing, because I used to be really quiet too, and look what happened. So what's your plan ahead? You're a senior this year, right?
Yes.
So after graduation, where do you head?
I'm going to Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to be studying social work.
So what's why social work?
Social work because I've had past experiences that had to do with social workers, and I think that I have a lot of knowledge on helping people in that kind of area, and I can make the most impact in that job. And so that's what kind of, and it's just helping people. Any job helping people is what I want to do.
Is there a particular type of social work?
I'm either wanting to do medical social work or just the simple child family social work, visiting homes, that kind of thing.
So you'd be spending 4 years then at Grand Canyon, right?
Yes.
And then where do you see yourself going after that?
I'm hoping to go, I don't know what college yet, but I'm hoping to go get my master's degree. And then after that, it's just kind of wherever my path leads me, whatever jobs open up and whatever I get hired for.
Now, did you grow up around this area?
Kind of, in the Douglas County area, yes.
And so when did you come into the Roseburg School District?
I came into the Roseburg School District about halfway through eighth grade year.
Okay. So what's your experience been like at RHS? Some people feel like it's a big school, but it's all perspective. Some people don't think it's that big.
I think it is a big school in terms of personality and kind of diversity, because we have a lot of different programs and students there. And you don't really realize how much you have until you go to events, for example, Pride Night or something, and see all the booths up. And it's like, wow, we have so much here.
So what are some of your other interests?
I love to read. Reading's a big one of mine. And then I like to listen to music and travel, hang out with friends, just try new things.
So what about travel? Where have you gotten to go so far?
I'm going out of country to Mexico this summer. And then I've been to not that many places, sadly, but Indiana, Utah, Idaho, California, Washington, Arizona, those kind of places.
I think your list is about as long as mine.
Yeah.
And I'm slightly older. So why Mexico? What are you looking forward to down there?
That's just a senior trip to kind of celebrate and be all this time, 4 years of high school, I did it and I'm ready to take my next steps. And it's warm and sunny and fun.
Yeah. So as you look 5 or 10 years down the road, what do you see your life being?
I see my life being, how should I say this? Impactful. I've said that many times, but I'm hoping that I can make kids feel at home and give support to families who need it, because we need that we need that today in a lot of communities across America. And wherever I can help, that's where I want to be.
And that kind of goes back to the whole social work area then.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
All right. Anything else you want people to know about you?
I'm here and I'm moving on to do great things. And you don't have to worry about tomorrow, because even though you may not be able to see it, there are so many amazing and important students at RHS that are just flourishing and are going to do such amazing things.
All right. Emma Rethwell, thanks for coming in this morning. Future First Citizen for 2026.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.